Hi, Nadia. Thanks for joining us today. Can we kick off by having you explain really what is Laura's House?
Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. We also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence. The inception of Laura's House was inspired by a true story about a woman named Laura from Orange County who was a victim of domestic violence. Unfortunately, the end of her particular story is a tragic one. Her life was cut short with her untimely death at age 38 years. Since 1994, Laura's House has continued to grow and offer a multitude of programs and services which provide vital support and education aimed at avoiding such tragic circumstances from ever happening again. Our mission is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe space in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse.
Could you talk more about the concept of elder abuse and really what defines that?
The National Center on Elder Abuse defined elder abuse as intentional or neglectful acts by a caregiver or trusted individual that lead to or may lead to harm of an older adult, age 65 years or older. These acts can include physical abuse, neglect, emotional and psychological abuse, verbal abuse and threats, financial abuse and exploitation, sexual abuse and abandonment. In some cases, self-neglect is also considered mistreatment.
And when did society really begin to recognize the occurrence of elder abuse?
The first literature on elder abuse took the form of writing on granny battering during the 1970s. The larger women's movement and grassroots organizing against domestic violence preceded the development of the elder abuse movement, which launched during the late 1970s and early 1980s. Following testimony of parent battering at a 1978 U.S. Congressional Subcommittee hearing on family violence, several states passed legislation which uses mandatory reporting laws for suspected child abuse as a template for adult protective programs.
How prevalent is elder abuse in our society today?
Recent studies have shown that according to the best available estimates, between 1 and 2 million Americans, age 65 years and older, have been injured, exploited, or otherwise mistreated by someone on whom they depended for care or protection. While most prevalence rates of elder abuse are between 4 and 6%, the National Elder Abuse Incidence Study, published in 1998, reported that about 26% of elders experienced abuse in the past year, about 71% of whom were women. The same report indicates that the median age of elder abuse victims is about 76 and a half years, and elders aged 80 years or above experience abuse twice or three times more frequently. A recent study with older women in primary care health offices found psychological abuse to be the most frequently reported type of abuse, with a prevalence and incidence rate of 45 and 32% respectively. While some evidence suggests that physical and sexual abuse decrease with age, psychological abuse tends to stay constant or increase. It's also estimated that for every one case of elder abuse, neglect, exploitation, or self-neglect reported to authorities, about five more go unreported. Despite this underreporting, the number of known cases of elder abuse in domestic settings increased 150% between 1986 and 1996. The National Research Council asserts that the incidence of elder abuse will rise as the older adult population increases over time.
Those really are shocking statistics. Could you tell us really where does elder abuse occur? Where do we look for it?
Elder abuse can occur anywhere, at home and in nursing homes or other institutions, including hospitals.
And tell us again, which older adults are more vulnerable to abuse?
Senior citizens age 65 and above across all socioeconomic groups, cultures, and races can find themselves the victim of elder abuse. Research has shown that in relationships where the woman is the older person, she is more likely to be victimized.
And are there risk factors to look for elder abuse?
Yes, significant risk factors include dementia and other mental health issues, substance abuse on the part of both the victim and the abuser, as well as isolation. In certain situations, studies have shown that living with a caregiver or a friend can increase the likelihood of abuse. A history of domestic violence may also foreshadow elder abuse situations.
Who are abusers of older people?
Abusers of older adults are women and men alike. In most cases, it is a family member who is the abuser. For several years, studies showed that adult children were the most common abusers of family members. However, more recent information indicates spouses are common perpetrators of abuse. One examination of substantiated reports of abuse perpetrated against a victim aged 60 years or more by a known party found that 11% of cases involved intimate partner violence. Another study, which reviewed elder abuse reports in Illinois, found that 14% of cases involved an abusive spouse, in comparison to 39% and 52% in which the perpetrator was an adult child or other caregiver, respectively. In their 1986 telephone survey of Boston residents, researchers Pillemer and Finkelhorf found a considerably higher proportion of intimate partners who were perpetrators of physical and verbal abuse and neglect. Abusive spouses were implicated in 58% of cases, in comparison to 24% which involved an adult child.
Are there warning signs of elder abuse that we should look for?
Indicators of physical abuse might be unexplained markings and bruises, broken bones, abrasions, burns, or blisters from, for example, cigarette burns. Indicators of neglect include bed sores, poor hygiene, lack of medical care, malnutrition, or dehydration. Signs of emotional abuse might be unexplained withdrawal from normal activities, sudden changes in alertness, or other unusual behavior changes such as depression. Other signs include frequent arguments between the caregiver and elderly person, and belittling, threats, and other uses of power and control by spouses. Signs of sexual abuse include bruises around the breasts or genital area and unexplained sexually transmitted diseases. Finally, signs of financial abuse or exploitation might be sudden change in finances and accounts, altered wills and trusts, unusual bank withdrawals, checks written as loans or gifts, and loss of property.
Is elder abuse a crime?
Today, most states have laws in place that make elder abuse a crime. While these laws do vary by state, some states have increased penalties for those who victimize older adults. Increasingly across the country, law enforcement officers and prosecutors are trained on elder abuse and ways to use criminal and civil laws to bring abusers to justice.
What else can be done? Tell us about the Adult Protective Services.
Adult Protective Services, or APS, ensure the safety and well-being of elders and adults with disabilities who are in danger of being mistreated or neglected, are unable to take care of themselves or protect themselves from harm, and have no one to assist them. Services provided by Adult Protective Services include receiving reports of adult abuse, exploitation, or neglect, and investigating these reports, case planning, monitoring, and evaluation. In addition to these casework services, Adult Protection may provide or arrange for the provision of medical, social, economic, legal, housing, law enforcement, or other protective, emergency, or supportive services. In most states, APS caseworkers are the first responders to reports of abuse, neglect, and exploitation of vulnerable adults.
What can I do if I'm listening to this podcast to help prevent elder abuse?
If you suspect a case of elder abuse, report it to your local Adult Protective Services agency or law enforcement. If you know that the situation has already been investigated but believe circumstances are getting worse, continue to speak out. Keep in contact with older friends, neighbors, and relatives. Maintaining communication will help decrease isolation, a risk factor for elder abuse. It will also give them a chance to talk about any problems they may be experiencing. Third, be aware of the possibility of abuse. Look around and take note of what may be happening with your older neighbors and acquaintances, and watch for their behavior around spouses, family, and caregivers. You could also become involved in programs that provide assistance and support for seniors through volunteering.
Talk about services within the community? Are there programs and other services available to help stop elder abuse?
Each community has its own health and social services programs available to address the underlying causes of abuse, stop abusive behaviors, and reduce the likelihood of abuse occurring again. There are also services available, some that are federally or privately funded, to treat the emotional, physical, and financial impacts of elder abuse. These include mental health, counseling, legal assistance, support services, case management, and services to help the abuser's behavior. Laura's House is a resource in Orange County, California, that provides counseling and shelter services to older persons who are in crisis and need help in fleeing domestic violence situations.
Can you recommend any books or other resources that provide additional information on how to recognize and even prevent elder abuse?
You can learn more about elder abuse by visiting www.laurashouse.org or websites such as the National Center on Elder Abuse, www.ncea.aoa.gov, the National Committee for the Prevention of Elder Abuse, www.preventelderabuse.org, the National Clearinghouse on Abuse in Later Life, www.ncall.us, or the National Association of Adult Protective Services Administrators, or NAPSA. Their website is www.apsnetwork.org.
And finally, Nadia, how can older adults get counseling through Laura's House if they need it?
They can log on to our website at www.laurashouse.org for more information or call our 24-hour hotline at 949-498-1511 or toll-free at 866-498-1511.
Very good. Nadia, thanks for spending time with us today.
Thank you.